Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. Thanks for being with us today. We have begun a series just yesterday from Derek Prince on thoughts for Thanksgiving. And it's a powerful and wonderful time. Derek is covering everything from a grateful heart to the purposes God has for the United States to the ways that we can even celebrate Thanksgiving. It really is a wonderful thing. You know, Derek Prince was a man from England, a Cambridge grad who fought in the British Army during World War II and served a pastorate in London and also, of course, in Africa, before coming to the United States. And he came to the United States in 1963, just about the time the turmoil of the 60s was arising, just months before John F. Kennedy was shot, which really signals the turmoil of that era. And he really began to teach America about her own history, her own destiny, began to teach the nation about what she had been. Derek had read the Pilgrims, read the Puritan Fathers, studied the early history of the nation. And so he began to put all of this together and teach many Americans things about their own heritage that they did not know. Kind of odd coming from a man who, of course, wasn't originally an American. Derek loved this country. And what fascinates me is that it was a love that God put into his heart. There was a lot not to love about America in the days when he first came here. But he became one of the primary voices calling the nation to an understanding of her heritage and calling Christians not just to gripe and whine, but to really be thankful for what God had done in this land. You're going to hear this today as Derek teaches us, because he's going to be talking about being grateful for the fact that we have the freedom in the United States to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's listen.
I want to begin by reminding you how important it is to be thankful and to give thanks. The Bible has a great deal to say about this. Let me just read today one passage from the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 19. Paul says this: Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. You see, there are three things that the Word of God exhorts us to do all the time: to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks. And particularly about giving thanks, Paul says, in everything, give thanks. We ought to be giving thanks all the time. And then he says about giving thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You see, it's the will of God that we give thanks. That's a very important fact. Many Christians miss it. I've seen this from experience in the lives of many Christians. They can be in the will of God in everything they're doing, the place they live, their job, their ministry, their church, and yet they don't feel to be in God's will. They're discontented. They're frustrated. They're trying to find some change, a change of location or something else. But what they need to change is none of their circumstances. The change they need is to start giving thanks. Because you can be perfectly in the will of God in every aspect of your life. And yet, if you're not giving thanks, you're not in the will of God. For Paul says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And then he says, do not quench the Holy Spirit. So you see, as soon as we stop giving thanks, we're quenching the Holy Spirit. We're quenching the very source of our joy and our peace and our power. Often, the change that's needed in our lives is not an external change, but it's an inner change, whereby we resolve to obey God and to give thanks in everything. Now, I want to give a practical application of this to us as residents and citizens of the United States. I believe that often we Americans are guilty of quenching the Holy Spirit by not giving thanks, by not acknowledging all the blessings that God is continually giving us in this nation, blessings which are not enjoyed by most other nations. So each day this week, I want to take a practical application. I want to take something specific for which to thank God. And I want to ask you to join with me in thanking God for this specific thing. Yesterday, the topic that I chose for specific Thanksgiving was the religious liberty that we enjoy in this nation, paralleled by very few other nations on the face of the earth today. Today, I want to go one step further with this theme. I want to thank God for the gospel outreach from this nation. Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." We have the blessing of receiving the gospel, but we have the greater blessing of giving the gospel. Not only do we enjoy it, but we export it. It's estimated that about 80% of evangelical witness and work throughout the world today is supported, wholly or partially, from the United States. That's a very remarkable statistic. If we look back over history, it seems that God has privileged certain nations in certain periods to be a main source of gospel outreach. I believe in the Dark Ages there was a time when much of the gospel outreach in Europe started from Ireland, and God blessed Ireland. Then there was undoubtedly a time when England was the main nation that provided the gospel to many other nations of the world. There was a time when the nation was Scotland. There was a time when Sweden held that privileged position. But today that privilege is ours in the United States. Just think of all the specific Christian outreach that goes forth from this country. Here we are listening to Christian radio. Let's thank God for the Christian radio that goes out from this nation.
You know, let me echo something that Derek said that really should move us to prayer for our nation. He said that it's estimated that about 80% of evangelical witness and work throughout the world today is supported wholly or partially from the United States. And you know, that still is relatively true, but let me tell you another statistic. The United States has become the biggest mission field in the world. There are more lost here than almost anywhere else, and there are more missionaries from other nations here than in any other nation of the world. What an astonishing statistic. Let's pray for our nation. And this week particularly, let's be thankful for the godly heritage that we have in the United States. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you long to truly know God? To actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Very thankful that you're with us here on this Thanksgiving week. We're listening to Derek Prince talk about thoughts for Thanksgiving. This British gentleman is talking to us not only about gratitude this week, but also how we as Americans should be thankful for our country. That doesn't diminish any other country in the world, doesn't diminish how we should pray for the other nations of the world. But there is a unique and godly heritage in America that we ought to remember, that we ought to reclaim, that we ought to renew as a covenant, and that we ought to celebrate. And that's what we're doing this week. Let's listen now as Derek talks to us about thoughts for Thanksgiving.
If we look back over history, it seems that God has privileged certain nations in certain periods to be a main source of gospel outreach. I believe in the Dark Ages there was a time when much of the gospel outreach in Europe started from Ireland, and God blessed Ireland. Then there was undoubtedly a time when England was the main nation that provided the gospel to many other nations of the world. There was a time when the nation was Scotland. There was a time when Sweden held that privileged position. But today that privilege is ours in the United States. Just think of all the specific Christian outreach that goes forth from this country. Here we are listening to Christian radio. Let's thank God for the Christian radio that goes out from this nation. Just to mention two great Christian undertakings, the Far East Broadcasting Corporation and Trans World Radio. Shall we thank God for them? And then think of the many Christian leaders from other countries who found a base and support for their ministry in the United States. Of course, this is very real to me because I'm one of them. I was born in India, brought up in Britain, and I worked hard for the Lord for many years in Britain. But I'll have to say that the support and appreciation I've received since I've lived in the United States has far exceeded anything I ever experienced in any other nation. And I want to thank God for it. Think about some other well-known servants of God from other countries who found a place of refuge and support in this country. Our dear sister Corrie ten Boom, who of course is from Holland. Richard Wurmbrand. And then what about Watchman Nee? Though he was a Chinaman and died in China, the main source for the distribution of his ministry throughout the world is here in the United States. So I believe it is correct to say that we in the United States enjoy today a unique privilege, the privilege of being perhaps the main source of the giving forth of the gospel to many, many other nations, to say nothing of the work of the American Bible Society and the New York Bible Society, who between them provide the greater part of Bibles that are translated and made available to nations in other lands. Shall we not agree together to thank God for these privileges? To thank God for the blessings that I've mentioned both yesterday and today, for our religious liberty and our privilege to give the gospel to other less fortunate lands. Will you join with me as I pray briefly now? Our God, we want to thank you for the privileges we enjoy in this nation, privileges that are granted to few other nations anywhere on earth. We want you to know, Lord, that we're grateful. And we want to take this special opportunity to express our gratitude to you. Help us, Lord, to be grateful people, to appreciate all that you do for us. We give you the praise and the glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for praying with me. Now let me share with you a topic of thanksgiving on a rather more personal basis. Each week, I receive letters from listeners thanking me for the help and the blessing they receive from this radio ministry. And so each day this week, I want to thank God personally for this ministry and the blessings it provides. And also each day this week, I'm going to read from one or more of these letters that I receive from listeners. For instance, here's a listener who writes, "I would like to give a word of testimony for the second book in the Foundation series, Repent and Believe. I have been reading a chapter or two of the study as time permits. Last Sunday's reading happened to include chapter 4, Faith for Salvation, which concludes with a sinner's prayer. That morning I read it out loud to myself, rattling it off with no particular stress as to content. But shortly thereafter, I had the blessed reassurance that I am absolutely, with positive certainty, through the door, abiding in eternity now, a member of the family of God." Don't you think we should thank God for a letter like that? And then here's a letter from Nashville, Tennessee. "I would like to tell you how much I enjoy your program every evening. I take a late lunch so that I can have a chance to listen to your program. It has taught me so much about the Lord. I have enclosed a small donation which in no way can pay for your book on the marriage covenant. I have been listening about the marriage covenant and making a covenant with God for the past 2 weeks. I have made a quality decision to put God first in my life, and I can truly see a wonderful difference, and my spirit just can't get enough of His word. I will be getting married soon, and I would like to use some of God's covenant for marriage as you have spoken it on the radio in our vows." Shall we thank God for that response too? So I do want you to join with me each day in thanking God for our privileges and our blessings.
You know, we always want to take the Word of God as we hear it and be practical with it. And I want to urge you, even in these days heading into Thanksgiving, that at meals or gatherings of your family and friends, that maybe you take a few moments to just ask people to name what they're thankful for about their country, about the United States. I know that Thanksgiving will probably be a day where people will talk about how they're thankful for each other and thankful for the good things they enjoy. But for many Americans, we become so soured on our country that we sometimes don't thank God for what he's done in the nation. And Derek Prince is helping us understand that God has done a unique thing here. It doesn't make us better. It actually ought to inspire humility, but it certainly should inspire gratitude. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What was the real story behind the first Thanksgiving? Amazingly, many Americans do not know much about the Pilgrims. How did God use such a humble group of people to birth such a great nation? In his special message, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals the true story of the ones who laid the foundation upon which the United States still stands. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover the two great enduring truths that the Pilgrims practiced and find out how to apply them in your own life. It's such an important story that we want you to have a free copy. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special audio CD are both free. The Pilgrims laid a strong foundation, and we can follow in their footsteps today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free audio CD copy of Pilgrims Laid the Foundation when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. And joining me in the studio are three people now to help us get ready for Thanksgiving that I'm very excited to have here. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is with us. Dick, thanks for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving, Stephen.
Thank you. David Holland, one of the producers of the show and this all-around smartest guy in the world, is here.
Hi there. Hello, everyone.
But I'm very glad to welcome to the studio Cindy Leggett, who is not only Dick's wife and certainly the best-looking one sitting in this studio.
That's for sure.
But also, she's Don Basham's daughter. And Don Basham, as some of you may recall, was one of the men who taught with and partnered with Derek Prince. So she has a long history with Derek Prince, and it's a delight to have you with us today, Cindy.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Now, I want to talk to you because these other guys, they're just old hat to me. So let me talk to you for a few minutes.
We'll just be window dressing.
You just sit there and listen to this brilliant woman. You share with me something, which is a love of the heritage of Thanksgiving and the history of the Pilgrims and so on. How did you come to that?
It came about when my children came along. I've always had some interest in history, but when it came to the holiday, we were trying to figure out a way to sort of underscore the importance of the Thanksgiving celebration beyond all the wonderful food and being together as a family or friends or whatever the configuration was. For us, it was in a family context. We started to pursue, Dick and I, and also my sisters, what it was like to bring it home to our kids so it wasn't just one more history lesson, you know, in life. There were so many applicable ways that we could, especially from an early age with our kids, show them that these were real people, normal people, ordinary people at that time who were part of an extraordinary event. For instance, my sister discovered that they had survived for a period of time on 3 kernels of corn a day. So that was simple enough to replicate in our family celebration, just briefly explain it, and just take a moment to think what it would be like at that time to live in that under those circumstances with all the different situations the Pilgrims faced at that time.
You know, this reminds me very much of what we have in the Old Testament, where dramas were reenacted as sort of liturgies,
exactly.
we can use that word, or memorial plays, so to speak, that would embed those truths in the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
David, what's your background with this? How did you come to Thanksgiving, and what do you do in your family that keeps these things alive generationally?
Well, Thanksgiving was huge in our family, literally and figuratively. My mom was one of 10 kids, and my dad was one of 7. And we would split times between the two families, but we would go to grandparents' house, and all of the extended families would be there. So I'm one of 80 cousins on one side and one of 65 cousins on another side, and crammed into tiny little homes full of food and warmth and laughter, and the kids would be run outside no matter how cold it was. But Thanksgiving for us, we understood the spiritual component for it, but we it was all about family. And my mom's family in particular, that came out of tremendous poverty, out of the Depression in Dust Bowl, Oklahoma. And so my mom in particular was really instrumental in instilling in us a really significant sense of gratitude about the blessings that we enjoyed.
That's wonderful. You know, the mothers can really make the difference. It's amazing how they're not only the center of the home, but they often carry a greater sense of heritage that they embed in the kids while the dads are off watching football somewhere.
Absolutely. Right.
Speaking of dads who are probably watching football, Dick.
Yes, I confess. I was watching football most of the time.
Oh, you know, that's actually perfectly fine. On the first Thanksgiving, it was 3 days long, and they had games and shooting contests and races, so sports as a celebration of Thanksgiving is normal. But Tell us how you came to this, Dick, in your own life.
Well, I wanted to just return to something that Cindy said, because she and her sisters really took the initiative in this. And just back to that sense of, you know, we'd gather as a family, we'd stand around before we said grace and gave thanks for the abundance of food that we were about to eat. But in that context, Cindy would just lead the discussion and basically say, you know, that those three little kernels that we'd pass around. And we would somewhat soberly partake of those three kernels and just say, think about this, to our kids particularly, think about this. You know, this was really the first Thanksgiving for all those who came to this nation and in such deprivation, but in such devotion and commitment to make sure that this nation was founded and went on.
Mm. You know, I was raised in a non-Christian home, and my parents did a marvelous job of making the holidays special, and even my non-Christian father would read the Bible on Christmas Eve and that kind of thing. So I had kind of a traditional America, kind of God and country Thanksgiving, but not people who were specifically born again. But later when I became a Christian and began to study in university, the Pilgrims and the Puritans, and do so from a Christian perspective, there was always a phrase that meant a lot to me that came out of the Mayflower Compact when the Pilgrims landed in the Cape Cod area, later became known as Plymouth. They were not where they had a charter for. They had a charter for Virginia. They'd been blown north. So they needed a new charter, a new governing document. And they wrote the Mayflower Compact in 1620. And they said in there, "We sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith." And, you know, probably, Cindy, when you're talking to your children, that's the kind of theme you're emphasizing. It's not just, you know, let's remember past suffering, but let's kind of light our torch. Tell us, as a mother, how did you do that? Because I know there are many mothers listening today who'd like to know, how do I turn the corner there with our Thanksgiving celebration?
Well, obviously the Lord gives you insight in that, because each year is different and the seasons in your family change. When it really started to come very specifically in our family, we had actually moved from one area that we loved to another, to an area that was not easy to move to. And for my sister and I, we were talking about this is how they felt. You know, they loved England. And even when they went to Holland for a while and they settled there, they had opportunity in commerce. They started making some money. But the reason they left there is because they saw their children getting absorbed in a culture that they could not bear to see their children attach themselves to. So that's when they went ahead and came here. You just look at the story, and I believe that the Lord opens up to you when you're searching how to relate something important to your family historically, whether it's from the Bible or something else, how to specifically address it. And so for us at that time, it was like, yes, we loved where we lived, as the Pilgrims did, but this is where we are now, and it's for this purpose. And I think and I hope that for my children at some point will remember, when you leave comfort and familiarity and God leads you somewhere else, that He's with you there.
That's great. That's good. That's great. Good stuff.
Listen, thank you so much for being with us. Any of these
you.
Other guys, you know, maybe they'll come back, maybe they won't, but would you come back and
Absolutely.
Talk to us some more about this?
Certainly.
No, I'm teasing. Thanks to all of you for being here. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Entering the Presence of God, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's audio CD, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation,
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.